Okay, Alistair, week four. Very quick comments because I'm really quite tired. We concentrated really heavily on the radical acceptance side of mindfulness practice that. How do I put it? Of accepting what is and not aiming for preferential mind states or preferential thoughts or preferential feelings, taking things as they are, not how we would want them to be. So for me, it was a case of allowing myself to have very dreamy, non-productive, non-goal orientated thoughts, or realizing that I was tired and achy and a bit grumpy, and not trying to change it, because so much of what's gone wrong for me in the past has been based on me trying to expend an enormous amount of energy in trying to change what is into what I think I should be, or what I want to be, not accept myself and my thoughts, my feelings, and my body, I guess, for the way they all are. And as I found with the walking practice during the week, taking things as they are and not trying, even when they're not so nice or even when they're not so great, and not trying to control things, actually has a counterintuitive therapeutic effect. Actually feel more human, more in touch with myself, and much happier.